Paul Hegarty, you must be more than happy with that result.
Yeah, it's a great result, to be fair. Like, there wasn't much in the game, but we knew that before the match. Like, so I keep saying, between all the teams in that league, and that not an awful lot, you know, and it's a wee break of the ball here and there. Like, and luckily enough, we were on the right side of it, didn't we?
Yeah. And perhaps for the first time in a long number of games, Paul, a referee's decision went your way with that penalty. You know, Derry got a dubious penalty against Harps earlier in the season, but tonight it went Harps' way.
Yeah, to be fair, like, I thought it was a penalty. Like, Ryan Rainey got in front of him and he's just kicked. He's tried to swing at the ball, but he's kicked Ryan, you know. And look, it's a penalty, but look, as I said, you get, like, if Ryan doesn't go in there, then he doesn't get a penalty, you know. So he gets in where it's going to hurt him, you know, and he's got a kick for it. But look, he's okay after it, and Tundy sticks the ball in the back of the net.
And that goal came after a period of the game when Harps were beginning to get on top, Paul. Adam Foley had two efforts on goal. One produced a brilliant save from the goalkeeper.
Yeah, to be fair, like, look, we spoke about it at half time. We weren't good enough in the first half, nowhere near. We didn't have the energy levels or nothing else, you know. And to be fair, they stepped it up in the second half and they saw the game out well, to be fair to them.
Yeah. Was it a case that both teams almost cancelled each other out in that first half, Paul?
Yeah, it was. But like, they were always going to get a bit of joy down the sides with them playing with three at the back and wing backs and that. And we were playing with a four at the back and that. So they were always going to get a bit of joy out wide and that. And we did. Prepared to give up that size, the size of the pitch, maybe we were, and hopefully we could outnumber them in the middle of the field and probably get, you know, a bit of joy in there. But look, we didn't pass the ball well enough in the first half, Dermot, to be honest, and we come in at half time with one half chance in the first half. Now, to be fair, they had nothing really either, you know, but the second half I thought we had stepped it up a bit, and to be fair to the boys, you know, they pushed on, and as you said, maybe it was coming at that stage anyway at the penalty.
Yeah, and great to see the home supporters here celebrating a victory for Harps against Derry in the Cup. That has never happened before, Paul.
No, it was a fantastic result. Like, at the end of the day, like, I mean, it was all about staying in the Cup, you know. There's no second chances. We spoke about that before the game. You had no second chances in the Cup, and to be fair, they knuckled down and they're playing with a wee bit of confidence in them, you know, the wee bit of belief in one another, you know, and to be fair, you know, there were four changes from last week again, and there were three or four last week, you know, and whoever's come in has done their job.
Yeah, and a few injuries picked up again tonight, which is unfortunate, but that's the price you pay, isn't it? Because there are players absent through suspension and injury.
Yeah, look, to be fair, like, when you put your body in the line like them players did tonight, you're always going to pick up a few injuries and that. And the two boys have been excellent for us. But look, we'll assess them tomorrow and see where they're at, and hopefully they're not too bad, you know.
Yeah, the Shamrock Rovers then, they're next up next Friday night. I know you've said it so many times, Paul, but these games, they just don't get any easier, do they?
Not at all. Look, you know, if we can get someone out of that Shamrock Rovers match, it'll be a bonus, you know. But, you know, they're going well at the minute. Like, they're in the Cup on Sunday, and we'll get a look at them, and then we'll have a look to see what we're going to do against them on Friday night.